Church, thank you for loving on us. We have enjoyed ourselves and we've gotten some rest already. We had a long nap this afternoon after a great meal. But the highlight already, that banana pudding, I'm telling you, that was good yesterday. Amen. My heart's challenged tonight. Let's turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, and we're going to look in verse number 1 there. God's doing something in our hearts tonight. And to God be the glory. Acts 13 and verse number 1. And there was in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And I want you to think of this thought, and we're not going to turn there, but in 1 Corinthians 3:9 it says, "For we are laborers together with God." We are laborers together with God. And when you look at Acts 13 and Acts 14, it gives us Paul's first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas. And it's interesting to see how the Lord worked in their lives and the things that God did there. God took this young church at Antioch and made it a hub for propagating the gospel. Souls were being saved, lives were being changed. Barnabas was sent from the Jerusalem church, and he went and saw what was going on, and then he had already known about Saul, and he went and found Saul, and he brought him to the church there in Antioch. For an entire year, and this is in Acts 11, for an entire year, they taught. But as they ministered and fasted, praying, God did what God does. I want you to look at that. In verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." God wants us to be saved. God wants our lives to be changed. God wants us to serve Him. God wants us to be used in the ministry. I think about when people come, you don't know if they're going to stay a service, if they're going to stay a week, if they're going to be there a month. But if they've been there a little while and they're showing interest, we want to try to get them doing something. Can you sweep the floor here? Can you open the back door? We keep our back door locked all the time. We're a storefront church and you walk right off the sidewalk into our church. Can you open the door for someone? Can you go do this? Because if we're not involved, our hearts are not going to get connected like they should be. And God wants us to serve. God wants us to be involved. And there's a joy in serving. There's an excitement in serving. And that's what God wants us to do. We're standing on the outskirts. Just what we've heard tonight, we're on the outskirts. And we're kind of looking in if we're not getting involved. If we're not doing something somewhere. And so as God was doing this great work, God wanted the work to continue. God wanted more churches started. God was going to do a work here, and the Holy Ghost separated Barnabas and Saul for the work, for the ministry, and this is what God wanted them to do. God the Spirit called them to continue what Jesus had started. They were sent forth by the Holy Ghost in verse 4. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Do you know that it takes time? And I know you know this, but it takes time working with people. It takes time helping people. And this would be the work of the ministry that Paul and Barnabas would have as they left and went to do this ministry. Reaching the lost can really get crazy at times. You read Acts 13 and Acts 14, and you begin to read how things unfold. And even as you read through the book of Acts and you see how things unfold, and as Christians, We love our churches. We love coming to church. And somebody turned the air conditioning on, that's just assumed. Somebody turned the lights on, that's just assumed. And everything's done decently in order. And we expect everything to be cookie cutter. Everything cookie cutter and everything. And we do our best. All of us do our best because we want things to operate well. We don't want distractions in the service. We don't want the gospel to be hindered or the word of God to be hindered, but that people can be helped. But when you read these chapters in the book of Acts, the thought that comes to my mind is this is some kind of crazy. This is unbelievable. But where were you? Where was I? I thought of this verse earlier, and I don't know who was preaching and the challenges from the pulpit, but and such were some of you. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified. That's who I was. I thank God that God saved me. I grew up going to church when I was little, but I was at home and God convicted me. And I went to my sister, I said, I'm going to go to hell. For a little while, our oldest daughter and their children have been living with us. And Luke's 10 years old. And I've been praying for Luke and I've been witnessing to Luke. Just a verse here and a little bit. I mean, he's living with grandpa every day that's a whole nother story. But I'm talking to him and I'm thinking, he's not spiritually inclined. He's not being pricked in his heart. He's not being convicted. And I began to pray more and pray more. I forget where we came home from. Can't remember exactly, but we had come home from church. And he told his mom one night, he says, I'm tired of feeling like I'm going to die and go to hell. And I never could see it. I couldn't perceive it. And I wasn't trying to be the one that led him to the Lord. I was just praying, God, help him to be saved. She said she stayed up that night till 12:30 and witnessed to him, and he got saved. And our when we look at this, you know, this is a picture of lives of people in the world. And it's crazy. The last 2 years have really shown us that God can put, God has worked in this. And God, I hope that God's worked in your heart in the last 2 years. I hope that we all see as Christians that this world can be stopped in an instant. But to think that God's not working in all this. We need to see that God has worked in all of this and how that God works in our lives. Do we think that, I know we have this desire. Do we think that life's just going to get back to normal and everything's going to go forward? We're nearing the coming of the Lord. We're nearing the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it going to get better? God says it's going to wax worse and worse. And we know how it lays it out there in Timothy. It's not going to get better. Are we going to do what God wants us to do? Are we going to go forward? My heart's been burdened lately. I just need to give everything to the Lord. Burdens, fears, cares, responsibilities. I didn't worry when I was in my 20s. I didn't worry in my 30s. Things are changing in me. And I, you know, God reveals stuff to us and we give it more and more to God. I love that thought tonight. We're a new creature and all things are of God. Everything, every single thing in our life is of God. And it needs to be given to God. They had a lot of things going on in chapter 13 and 14, and God wanted to use them. Think of the situations in chapter 13, and we're not going to read the verses, but Sergius Paulus was desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, sought to turn Sergius from the faith. They had a great service in the synagogue in Antioch of Pisidia. But the next week, the Jews contradicted and blasphemed. In chapter 14, the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles. And they were worshipped as gods just a little bit later. And then they stoned Paul. It's all kinds of things were happening. It was messy. It was trying. It was wearisome. But folks, we're all laborers with God. Sometimes our lives are really crazy. Sometimes there's a lot of turmoil. But we're laborers together with God. Is God's been good to save us, and my heart's challenged hearing everyone call the dates when they were saved. I was saved August 13th, 1973. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, and it's challenging. You know, God's brought us to this point. Is God going to see us all the way through to the rapture? Absolutely. Does God want to use us all the way to the rapture? Absolutely. Does God still want people to be saved until the last moment? I've heard this. I'm sure many in here, preachers, Sunday school teachers, your pastor has said, God's waiting for the last soul to be saved, and Jesus Christ is going to come and rapture us out. Do you know what? There are people still getting saved. I'm here to say tonight that my grandson just got saved, praise God. Six people called upon the Lord when we had a preaching in the park back in June. People are still getting saved. I'm sure you're seeing people get saved in the ministries here. God's still working with us. We're laborers together with God. And I want you to think of just a few thoughts as I continue. You know, God calls and separates us, yet he is always with us. He's always with us. We think about Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always. God's going to be with you wherever you go. He always is. Tomorrow, you could think for a second, think where you're going to be at 10 o'clock, your job responsibility, where you're going to go. You know what? God's going to be there for you are. God's omnipresent. God's already there. God's going to be with you when you go home tonight. God's already at your house. God's our sustainer. God's the one that loves us. God is the one that cares for us. And as we minister and as we serve and as we've been challenged tonight about reaching people, the Lord's with us. Lo, I'm with you always. You know, that's given to the church. That's not just given to missionaries and preachers and Sunday school teachers. That's given to the church. The church is not this building. The church are the people. The church is the people. You're the body of Christ. You're the ones, you and I are the ones that the Lord's looking for to come back and take home. He loves us. He's with us, and he's taking care of us. God also helps us preach the word. I want you to look at a few verses here, Acts 13, 5. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. They preached the word of God in the synagogues. He had an avenue. He had an opportunity. I'm not going to walk into a synagogue and preach the gospel. I'm not a Jew. But he had that opportunity to do that. In verse 16, the Bible says, then Paul stood up and beckoned with his hand, said, men of Israel, ye that fear God, give audience. Give audience. Hear what I'm going to preach. And the word of God was preached. You know, God labors with us. God helps us when we witness. God helps us when we preach the gospel. God calls and separates us, and he's always with us. God helps us preach the word. God saves the lost. In verse number 12 here, it tells us, then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Paul didn't take it lightly that Elymas was trying to turn this man from the faith, and God let him. God gave him the power. God caused blindness to come on him. I believe that's, I'm on the right passage. In verse 10, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness. That's hard preaching, isn't it? Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. You know, God used him, and their soul saved, and God was working with him, and God was helping him. And we look at verse number 47 here. The Bible says, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. God wants everyone to be saved. God's not willing that any should perish. He's not willing, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And when the Gentiles heard this, verse 48, they were glad and they glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. You know, God's laboring with us. God helps us. God's going with us. God will see us through the tribulations. God will see us through those. In verse 44 of chapter 13, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. They were quenching the preaching, quenching the spirit. And Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And there was persecution, there was opposition. In verse 50, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coasts. You know, the Lord was with them. The Lord was helping them. There was opposition. When people wouldn't listen, they went to the next person that would listen. When they were stopped in one place, they went to another place. And they continued the work. And you know what? They went into these cities of Lystra and Iconium and Derbe. And we know what happened to him there in chapter 14 and verse number 20. Let's look at verse 19. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. God was with them. God was with Paul. And he rose back up and he went back into the city after he'd been stoned. Amazing what God did and how God was working. And God was with them. And God will be with you and God will be with us. We're praying for the Godfreys, and what a tragic thing. And yet, God's opened doors through all of this. Thank God that God's hand's on us. We don't go looking for the tribulations. The tribulations come into our lives, but we look to God. Tonight I thought of this, of how that we need to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our eyes need to be on him. Our eyes need to be on him and not on the circumstances. And we need to be looking, because he's working with us and he wants the work to go forward. He wants our hearts and our minds to be stayed on him. You know, God will mature the work. God will cause the church to grow and to become seasoned and to become stronger. And, you know, in the first 5 or 8 years of our ministry, Brother Lear, the face of our congregation changed every 3 months in New York City in the early years. And yet people will come now, and they'll come and they'll go. But one will stick here, one will stick there, and we continue to minister. The goal is to get the word of God to everyone. And even in a transient society, you give the gospel to them, you minister to them, you love them, you let them know when they walk out that door, they're going to remember that's a church that loved people and cared for people. And wherever they're at, if they're in the area, God leads on their hearts. And we've seen people come back. We've seen people come back after time. And God uses us. God will mature the work. And God will raise up others to continue. In chapter 14 and verse 23, and when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Verse 26, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. All that God had done, God worked with them. God works with you. God works in you. God works through you. God uses us. A lot of things in the world are crazy. I don't think it's going to dial back. I'm no prophet. I don't see the future, but we see what God tells us. And the days draw nigh. what we're going to do for Christ, we need to do it now. Is our all on the altar? Are we allowing God to use us? I don't know your heart. You don't know my heart. But we look in God's word. God wants all our heart. I think that's easy to come to a conclusion on. And God's working with us. God's working with us no matter what happens. God's working with us and working in us and how good the Lord is. Father God, we love you. God, thank you for your word. Thank you, God, for how you show us the example in the book of Acts. And God, we can know in our hearts that you're working with us and helping us. We're laborers together with you, God. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.